All right, James is where we are tonight, this morning. James chapter 4, we finished 3. We're on 4. I like how 3 ends. And the fruit of righteousness is how you sow. What direction? Who you going to serve? Where you seek? Where you submit? Where you draw? Determines whether you're going to have peace. And then not only do you have peace, but make peace. See, not only are you blessed, but you bless somebody else by the fruit of our righteousness. But by that word sown, you know, you might want to write James chapter 4, 7, Matthew 6, 33. Galatians 6, 5. There's many, many more how we sow. But the life that we live through the proper spirit, that's the word, determines what kind of peace we have. Because see, if you don't have peace, you can't bless nobody else with peace. Amen. Because it begins with us. You hear me say all the time, we are the wonders of what people see. See, we talked about that on yesterday. See, God gonna hold us accountable. People are watching us. See, and it's a sad connotation for us to call ourselves Christians and not enjoy the benefits of being a Christian. See, spiritual blessings that are in Christ Jesus. So chapter 4 says, here we go. He warns us again. See, he warns us. He said, for whence comes wars and fighting among you. Now I'm going to stop because see, I like to make things personal. Amen. Because we all have sin and fall short of the glory of God. And you ain't got to go back 2 years. You ain't got to go back 6 months. Just go back this week. Sometimes you just go back yesterday or this morning. See, and look at the things that war and fightings among us within our spiritual ring. That is the war between the flesh and the spirit. See, one problem with pressing on is examination. And with examination, what good is examination if we're not truthful with ourselves? So a lot of times, you know, we hear the word being preached, but the seed can't penetrate, the seed can't sow, because there are hindrances in our life. That is, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But when there is wars and fightings among us, within us, well, if we don't do what we need to do through the Spirit to correct it, well what good is it? That's the benefits of God's grace. They allow you. See, it'd be something different. A lot of people die and they can't correct. When death comes, it's over. But when the Lord lets you see one more day, the Lord lets you see and then have a good mind to understand, I have sinned. There's wars among me. There's fightings going on with me. Whatever it may be. See, if you as a Christian can't look at that and be truthful through 2 Corinthians 13:5 to examine yourself and see where you're in the faith, well, brethren, what good is the word? Amen? That's what life is. Life is a big old learning experience. It either can be good, it can either be bad. That's what life is. You learn, and you don't learn. See, but what good is studying the word? What good is having knowledge, but knowledge is not being used? Well, let me rephrase that. You can have knowledge, but see, knowledge ain't no good if something blocking knowledge. It's called sin. You see what I'm saying? So by that one verse there, you know, I'm going to have that word wars and fighting in Romans 6, 2 and 3, because we all have that, amen? See, we all have conflicts in our life. We all have problems in our life. Well, maybe family problem, job problem, money problem, sick problem. Well, maybe some be set up. But God's grace is sufficient. But, brethren, there's an hour, there's a day, there's a minute that go by that when these things happen, we need to stop and let through self-examination correct it. Then you might say, well, I correct it next week. Well, I need time. Here, preacher Christian say, well, you got to give them time. They need time to straighten it out. See, where we're waiting on you to get time straightened is out before death comes. But they ain't at the same level you at, Brother Lyles. They got to grow to that level. How much growth do it take to realize that you're wrong and correct it? I mean, how much growth do it need? The problem is, it's not whether it's growth, it's whether you want to or not. Or whether you want to be truthful or not. So whether we're at wars and fighting, examination time, and within yourself. See, husbands can't help their wives, number one, the husband get right. Wives can't help their husband until they get right. So you can't twain together in one unless you're on the same wavelength, spiritually. Amen. See? So he said, for once come wars and fightings among you, that they not hence even of your lust that war in your members. That lust is a desire. You know why lust is there? Because we're somewhere we ain't got no business being. They call lust to come. See, it got to be something there in order for something to happen. Got to be a reason for it, like John said. See, either you see it, or you hear it, or you around it, that make you desire. See, if Eve never was with the devil, it never would have happened. If David never would have looked over and saw Bathsheba and realized that she looked good, it never would have happened. Right or wrong? You read through the whole book of Genesis, the 41 chapters, in every case that something done, either they look good or there was some lust there that caused it to happen. That's that desire. They read why the Bible says, come ye out from among them. Be ye separate, said the Lord. Touch not, taste not. You have to decide, Matthew 6:24. You can't serve two masters. You got to make a decision whom you're going to serve. Because if you're going to take care of the wars and fightings among you, number one, you got to understand what that word lust means. That word lust means desire. Desire. And we all have desire. Whether it may be good or may be bad. Amen. See, desire. See, I told my wife the other day, Brother Terry, I said, you know that this diet is difficult for me. You think it's easy. But it's kind of hard when people come with big old cake of ice cream, or she make a big old banana pudding. And what she did last week, a huge banana pudding. And Shante get big bowls of it. And Barry gets in the middle of the floor with a bowl of it. And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at it, and my body's telling me, no, stay away from it. You don't need it. You know. Stay focused. And I begin to smell chocolate cake. And I begin to see the bananas around the cream with the whipped cream. You think that's not difficult? So I was telling her, I said, well, you just got to cut back. You know, just when you go to the grocery store, just don't buy no more cookies. And she said, well, you're not the only somebody to live here. I said, well, you got a point. But it's still that desire that I have. You understand what I'm saying? I know I don't need it. I know I shouldn't eat it. And sometimes I have tripped up because I did eat some banana pudding. I'm just telling you the truth. You wasn't there. But see, that's the desire. See, I'm going to tell you the truth. See, and I knew. I knew. But see, we all have that problem, don't we? See, so the problem is coming out from among them. Well, I was trying to get her to see, well, I know you had good intentions, and I know you still like to cook and everything, you understand what I'm saying? But you got to be a little bit more. She said, well, I'm going to try. I do, but I'm just trying to make a point. There were lust there. Look at verse 2. He said, you lust, and you have not. You kill, and you desire to have. And you cannot attain. You fight and you war, yet you have not, because you ask not. Let's go back and look at this verse, because he's saying a lot in this verse here. Number one, you desire, even sometimes we desire, we have not, right? Am I right? You kill. People literally will kill you to get what they want. People will tramp over you. People will lie on you. People will misuse you. Once that desire gets so strong, in order for them to have what they want, am I right? See, and still they still cannot obtain. We fight and we war. We work 7 to 8 hours a week to have, but we have not. See? And simply, all because we ask not. We ask not in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Go back to John. I want to share scripture with the Gospel of John. See, we are Christians, amen. And if God be for us, who can what? Be against us. See, and when you go to John 14:13, see, when we understand what God's will, and understand what he said in John 14:13, and whatsoever you ask in my name. See, all the above, we don't have to lust, we don't have to kill, we don't have to fight to attain. If it be God's will, God's going to give it to us, amen. All we got to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We go through a whole lot of trouble. We go through a whole lot to lust, to desire, to kill, when literally all we got to do is stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. See, if it's God's will, God's going to give it to us anyway. Am I right? So John 14:13 says, and whatsoever you shall ask, and I like what he says here, in my name. In my name means by my authority. That is, if you can't find it in the book, whatever you ask for, you don't need. Amen. Amen. See, you don't need. See, it's what we need, not what we want. Because that word want, look, fill in with desire, am I right? That calls us to lust, to kill. See what he says here. See, in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And what he's simply saying here, when we act based upon his will, see, not only are our Father going to be glorified, but we're going to be glorified because we're doing it by his authority. Am I right? So when you go back here, and if I was you, I'd just write John 14:13 right there. Because he said, because you ask not. See, you may act, but it's not be according to his name. Well, how do you find out what's the name? It's in the book. All you got to do is study to show yourself approved unto God. Amen. So look what he says again, verse 2. And underline these words. You lust, have not. You kill, you desire. We all been there, am I right? See? We lust, we kill, we fight. See? And we still don't get nowhere. And all you got to do is ask. By his authority, amen. Amen. And if it's God's will, then it shall be done. Go to me in Ephesians. I want to share one more scripture with you. Then we're going to move on. Because a lot of times we fight the fight, we ain't got to fight no fight. We fight the wars, but we don't have to fight wars. Amen. Just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because we God's children, am I right? I listened to some of the comments this week when they were commenting about Abram to Abraham and Jacob to Israel. I think one brother said, well, the growing up process. See, well, God had to use him to mature. See, but he had to do it according to the will of God. See, and that's the beauty of it. Well, over in Ephesians chapter 5, see, verse 17, really verse 15, he said, see then that you walk. See, that's by his authority, am I right? See, not as a fool, but somebody who's what? Wise. See, redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. See? Wherefore, be ye not unwise. See? But this is the point here. Understanding, and this is the problem. See, we come to church, we say we're a Christian, but we don't understand the will of our Lord because, see, we're not in compliance to authority. And did you hear me say we? That me too. See, sometimes I find myself out here in the world trying to lust, trying to do. And a lot of things that I'm trying to do for her, I don't even need anyway. You really don't even need anyway. Amen? See? Because it violates the principle. Because what it does, brother, it calls us to not to be able to sow right. And see, when you can't sow right, you ain't going to have peace. And when you ain't got no peace, you ain't going to have no peace for nobody else. Because when daddy mad, everybody else got problems. Is that right? See, when daddy mad, mama mad. Or when mama mad, daddy mad. Am I right? And y'all know what I'm talking about. And then it's going to trickle on down to the church. And so finally, you got a cat and a dog. They're going to say, whoa, whoa, something wrong. See? They're going to stay away from you. Because, see, we say we understand what is the will of the Lord. See, but we don't understand based on our actions. So all this just killing yourself, worrying about, well, I got to do this, worrying about, I got to do this, worrying about, I got to get this, worrying about, I got to do this, worrying about. See, all that is just useless. Because all you got to do is understand what is the will of the Lord, and anything we ask in his name, he says, I will do it for you. Now, it's need, not want. A want is desire. Am I right? It's like an automobile. You don't realize that it makes no difference what kind of model it is. You don't realize how old it is. Really, when cars were designed, it's designed to get you to point A to point B. It beat the horse. Didn't it? You got to realize where they came from. They were riding horse and buggy. Am I right? So the automobile came. It was a little faster. Didn't it? They got you from point A to point B. That's all it's for. I'm telling my wife, they're putting Bluetooth in. They're putting computers in them. They're putting televisions in it. They're putting everything in them. Man, you might as well just go move in the car. Some cars are better than homes. Am I right? And you pay $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 for it. It's on the news the other day. Guess what? Car note's going up to 12 years. You remember some of the old school, we could buy a car 24-month note. You remember that? You remember that? You remember, then they went up to 36. Y'all remember that? You never had a 72? You understand what I'm saying? And on the news today, they say it's going to go up to 12 years. That's 144 months. And the point that I'm trying to make is here. See, when we understand what the will of the Lord is, and it makes no difference what we have, but we do have to get you from point A to point B, it don't matter. You understand what I'm saying? It don't matter. You wouldn't say, you can't put that in my driveway. Oh, no, no, I wouldn't ride in there. I walk. You understand what I'm saying? Go back to James. But see, you got to understand what is the will of the Lord. So when you go back to James, hope we're getting this here. He says here again, he said, and I want you to underline it. He said, you lust. You have not. And we all have been there, man. We just work. We still paycheck to paycheck. Still broke. You ever say, man, that like I ought to be getting a little bit better than this, him. I mean, I work 20 hours over. Still broke. You ever been there? Still behind on your bills. You ever been there? Have not. Y'all just shaking your head. But it got to be a reason. You kill. You desire. But you cannot obtain. Now see, what you're trying to obtain on your own versus obtaining with the help of the Lord. Now I hear y'all may say, well, he just talking that talk. Do you not believe God is able? Have you read the first 41 chapters with us this week? Do you see what God done? Huh? We serve an awesome God, am I right? See, you get past Genesis 1:1. Come on, man. Look at the sheet right here, right quick. Y'all put this out right quick. Look where it says here. Here's all 50 chapters right here. Man, this is awesome. Amen. This is awesome. Do anybody have all 50? This sheet I got again. But anyway, look what it says. God created. God blessed. See? Family history, knowing his family. See, God blesses. I'm just reading from chapter to chapter. I'm going to read all of it, amen. See, man, this is powerful, amen. Who did this? God did this, amen. And if God can do this here, don't you think God will take care of me and your need? And we just done, what, 41 chapters. Can you imagine when we get the Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Numbers? Start getting the prophetic books. How powerful it's going to be. If you're getting excited about 41, Lord have mercy. Hello? But you got to believe through your understanding that God, he is able. Amen. Amen. Look at verse 3. He said, you ask and you receive not because you ask amiss. You ask, but literally, what that word amiss mean, Brother Frazier? You ask it for the wrong reason. You don't see. You really don't have the understanding. Because, see, your understanding is based on carnality. See, what you ask for is not in line with the word. See, that's what that word means. See, you ask, you pray a prayer, but your prayer ain't don't line up with authority. Because see, it's not based on what you need, it's based on a desire. And that's what that word means. See, sometimes we pray, well, Lord, let me do this here. Lord, let me achieve this here. Lord, let me get this job. Lord, if you just let me do this here. But see, it may not be the Lord's will. All we have to do is say, Lord, just let that will be done in my life. But when it's done, let it be according to your will. And then stand back and wait. Amen. See, we try to speak for God. Or we try to tell God what to give us. Amen. See, it's like you taking your children for shoes, and they already need shoes, and they're in the shoe store, and they tell you, I don't want these shoes. But we need to go to another shoe store. But they need shoes. That's not right. Amen. Because number one, I'm the daddy, amen. Am I right? And if they need shoes, my only responsibility is to cover their feet. Shake your head. Am I right? Why in the world are you going to let the desires of your children rob you from understanding what is the will of the Lord? Why are you going to let them control your spirituality? You're already paycheck to paycheck. You're already killing. You're already lusting. You're already fighting. Then you're going to let some little 9-year-old tell you what to do? Amen. Really, the only responsibility that you have to cover their feet. Now, some of y'all missed that. And then some of y'all cheer and say, he need to shut up. Am I right? Isn't that what he mean right here? But you got to understand what is the will of the what? See, how in the world are you going to tell somebody else or somebody going to tell you what you need? When my wife needed a car, everybody was telling me, you need to buy your wife another car. You ought to be ashamed of you letting your wife ride in that car. You know what my wife said? It get me to Walmart, it get me back home. It get me to the doctor, it get me back home. It cranks every time that it need to be cranked. I put it in the shop, and I told the man, fix everything that needs to be fixed on. He said, everything. I said, everything. Now, I figure a car note probably $300 or $400. It cost me less than that, and I paid the money 9 months ago. It's still running. I'll say 8 months of car notes. But guess what? It's still cranked. Now, it got a dent on it. She parked in Walmart. She parked right in the front. Because it gets us a point A to point B. Amen. And that's all that matters. You understand? We ain't fighting. We ain't fussing. We ain't war. I'm just trying to make you a, see, but you got to understand. See, what you got to understand in relationship. See, that's what coming to church is all about. You got to take the word and make it practical. And that's what's wrong with the world today. We're getting into the state where greed is robbing us. Amen. You want to have mamas who can cook because they ain't got time to cook. That's why McDonald's is doing so well. Amen. They don't know what neck bones is, the pinto bean. Amen. Am I right? Let me stay with the word because y'all looking at me mighty funny. But see, this robs us, brethren. Y'all look what he said. Look what he said here. He said, you lust, you have not. You kill, and you desire to have. You cannot obtain. You fight, and you war. Yet, you have not. Why? Because you ask not. Underline that. See, this happened because you asked amiss. Why do you ask amiss? Because you're going outside God's authority. We don't do that. Amen? Am I right? that you may consume it upon your what? That you may attain it upon not God's will, but what you want. And that what he said? And that what I want. It's understanding what is the will of the what? Growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because look here, you cannot let the word, you can't sow right if you ain't here worrying about money. I'm telling you, you can't, you just can't have peace. You can't sleep right. You got to take pills because you're so worried. Y'all with me? See? And when the devil gets you to that point where he got your mind all messed up, he got you where he wants you to be. Amen. Because see, then you're like in a hole. And you just can't get out. Amen. And everybody around you, we looking at you, and then you so far in the hole, and you so messed up that the word of God is going over your head. You understand what I'm saying? And that's a problem. Go back to what he said in verse 18. Go back to chapter 3. Look what he says here. He said, and the fruit of the righteous is sown in what? Peace. See? Why do we sow to be right? That we may have peace. Why? So if we may have peace. Not only that, we may have peace, that we may give other people peace. But see, you got to understand what he's saying here in these first three verses. And most people have missed this. I missed it. See, and I'm just not growing to that state. I'm just not understanding that state. That literally, it just don't make no difference. Food, shelter, lights, water, gas. See, place over your head is bare necessity. You don't have to have cell phone. You don't have to have cable. You don't have to have the internet. All that's extra. Shake your head. Am I right? Now you got something to eat, got somewhere to stay. Am I right? You're healthy. Am I right? And you're taking care of yourself. See, that's just basic needs. Now all these other stuff we put on us. You ain't got to have three cars in your driveway. You ain't got to have that. Now if you can have it, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that's wrong. If you can have it. If you ain't got the fight, if you ain't got the war, and you ain't got the lust, see, to have it. See, you ain't got to go to work and mistreat folks to keep it. Amen. See, some folks will step on top of you to get what they want. Am I right? See, y'all know how these JOBs work, am I right? See, folks want your job, and they looking at your job, and they will step on top of you to get it. Amen. Just the nature of people. You know why that's the nature of people? Because they fit these scriptures. And they don't understand. You with me? But we are Christians, amen. We're supposed to elevate ourselves above that. And see, and that's what we need to do. You just put your note somewhere. This is all I need. Something to eat, somewhere to stay. Amen. And the bare essentials for life. Now, if you got to have the rest of the stuff, that's all right if you can handle it. Am I right? Y'all remember when we didn't have telephones? I'm serious. Do y'all remember when we didn't have cell phones? No, really. Did y'all remember when we went to the phone booth? Do you remember? Did we get along pretty good? Do you remember every house didn't have a phone? Y'all remember party lines? Y'all remember all that? Did we get along pretty good? I'm serious. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember when y'all didn't have no car? When you had to walk everywhere. Am I right? Caught the bus. See, some of y'all young folks don't know. But I know. Am I right? But the whole point that I'm... That, and I know some of y'all ain't going to shake my hand, but that's all right. Underline that word amiss. And write wrong reasons. See, that you may consume it upon your lust. See, we act wrong to get it, all right, in order to satisfy lust. See. Y'all with me? Before I move on, this is what you should know. This is what we should know. Number one, we got to be able to control our body. Don't let our body control us. Sure, we all have sinned, right? And fallen short of the glory of God. Am I right? Sure, there are going to be wars among us. There are going to be fightings among us, right? But 1 Corinthians 6:19, when we put more in the temple, light will overtake darkness. Sooner or later, that lust that in us, sooner or later, when you get an understanding what is the will of the Lord, it will consume darkness. It really will. And everything gonna be all right. But you gotta put that word in there. You got to continue to study. You gotta continue to grow so that when these wars and things, you gotta have the ammunition of putting on the whole armor of God that you may fight the wiles of the devil. Because you ain't got nothing to fight him with, you're hopeless. You're gonna lose. You're gonna lose every time. And the devil know that. Amen. And that's the biggest mistake. That's the reason why. See, to me, this hour, Wednesday night, tonight, anytime I can assemble with the saints to get me some food that I can have better understand, I'm going to be here. Because I need it. I just can't get enough of it. Amen. To me. Because I know that in my life, because I'm a human element, wars, fighting's going to be within me. Why? Because I'm in the world. I'm not of the world. I'm around the world every day. And the world calls you what? When you see these things happening, if you can't handle it, you're going to be a part of it. Amen. Y'all with me? It makes no difference how strong you may be. It makes no difference how long you've been in the church. It's just happening. You're on your job. You're around worldly people. They don't understand this. You got a lot of Christians don't understand it. So you know they don't understand it. Amen. And they're going to say anything. They're going to do anything. They're going to talk about anything. And you around these people. And one thing about these people, you can tell them, I appreciate you. Don't curse around me. I appreciate you. Don't talk that way around me. And they'll still do it. It's just the nature. So what we have to do is take the power of the word and elevate ourselves above them. See? So we don't get caught up, see, in this lust. Because lust will consume us. Am I right? See, lust will consume us. See, it's like debt. See, when you owe, you are a servant to it. You say, what do you mean I'm a servant to it? Well, fry to keep living. See how much you got left. Amen. It really don't make sense. To make money, got to give it all away, dude. Got to be able to keep some. Isn't that right? Am I right? All right, look at verse 4. Move on. He said, you adulterous and adulteress. It's right, sin. Sin. Know ye not. 1 John 5:13. No, these things are written that you may know. See, to know, see, you got to know the words. You got to understand what is the will of the Lord. Know ye not that the friendship of the world is the enemy of God. Right? Matthew 6:24. You can't serve two masters. You can't love the world and love God. You can't love both of them. You just can't do it. You can't half love God and half love the world. You got to come ye out from among them, amen? Be separate, said the Lord, amen? Am I right? See, and guess what? If you can't control lust, amen, if you don't understand what lust is, see, if you understand these first three verses, well, brother, the world got control over you. Your friend is the world. And your friend can't be your world and still be a friend of God. Because you can't have both of them. Amen. That's the reason why in the church cannot be what? Carnal. The church is spiritual. John 4:24. Ephesians 1:3. There's no place in the church for carnality. But what do the church want to do? They want to make the church to be carnal. They want basketball teams, baseball teams, gymnasiums. They want all this eating and all this stuff in the building. That's not the work of the church. The church is nothing but ecclesia, where we coming like we are today to grow in the grace and knowledge. It's all it's for. Whereby we can let the world go where we can be more friend of God. Amen. How in the world are you going to entertain the flesh when the flesh is your enemy? Amen. How in the world are you going to love God when you serve the world more than you serve God? Am I right? How can you going to say you're going to love God when you take your money and on Friday night you went and spent $100 out on a date, then you come to church and put fists in it? What we serve is what we love is what we serve. Am I right? That's right. If you love the world, that's what you're going to give it to. You love God, you're going to give it to God. Amen. But it's understanding what is with the Lord. But in being able to not be consumed in it, you got to understand how to deal with it. Y'all might well smile, because it ain't going no way. Some of y'all are like, them. I wish you wouldn't teach this. It ain't going nowhere. You think when I leave, when we stop Bible class, everything going to be over? It ain't going to stop. Now, you can get rid of it. Amen. You can sit here and say, I'm sick and tired. I don't want to do it no more. And then you can go back and begin to be transformed. Romans 12:2, by the renewing of your mind. Am I right? See, that's the reason why I'm so excited about reading through the Bible in 1 year. See, you might not have been reading at all, but now at least you're reading some. See, and hopefully this some going to lead to a little bit more, to lead to a little bit more, that eventually you have put on totally the whole arm of God to be able to fight the wiles of the devil. See, we sneaking through the back door. Now the devil know it, and he don't like it. Amen. So I came here early this morning to get my stuff together, and the devil stopped the copy machine from working. John said, I said, well, we'll do it later. John said, that's reason why two heads are better than one. John said, use your printer. And that crossed my mind. Now, John wouldn't have been there and gave me that advice. I wouldn't have had no paper. Now, I know some of y'all are saying, well, he's still making errors, putting BRO on them. That don't even matter. 99.9, right? And so what he said here, verse number 4, see, you can't have both. Whosoever therefore would be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Underline that. Matthew 6:24, because you can't serve two masters. Is that right? Go ahead, bro. That's right. Well, let me piggyback by saying, anytime we sow wrong, make no difference what it may be, anytime we transgress 1 John 3:4 against the word, at that point, we become an enemy of God. Now, people may say, well, I ain't that bad. You heard people ever say that? At least I'm trying. That's not acceptable. And the reason why it's not acceptable, because there's no sin, there's nothing in our life that we can't stop if we want to. people say, well, we got to go get counseling. It's a mind thing, folks. It being not conformed, but be transformed. Because when you learn better, you do better. Am I right? Now, think about this here. In this transformation, and it may take 6 months to get you from right, from wrong to right. Suppose you die before you get right. You with me? See, what we have to do, number one, examine. Then when we see wrong, wherever it may be, adulteress, adulterer, lying, cheating, stealing, anything that we war, fight, lust that consume us, see, you're not going to never get rid of it until you identify what it is. Quit playing around with yourself. Amen. If it's money, if that separates a husband and wife relationship, you need to deal with it. Amen. I wouldn't have a job that's going to cause me to be unhappy. I hear people saying, well, it's my job. Well, what good is a job and that job leading you straight to hell? When you can't grow. You can't spiritually grow because you can't never come to church. You too busy to study. You too busy to pray. That's all you do, work all the time, sleep all the time. But you say, I'm living good. You understand? Isn't that what people say? He's prospering. For who? Y'all understand what I'm saying? See, it's examination time, folks. And if you want to get rid of it, you want to straighten it out, you can straighten it out. Amen. Right or wrong? It's nothing too hard for the Lord. Amen. But you got to make up your mind. It's in your thinking, folks. It's in your understanding. But long as you play with the devil and the devil around you, if you never submit to resist, to draw, brother, the devil will always have you. You got to come ye out from among them. You can't be with the world. You can't love the world. Because they don't think like we think. Amen. They don't know God's authority. Amen. How they going to know? Some of us don't know. Am I right? So what I'm saying is, brethren, let's don't cop out. See, I ain't going to let you cop out. Because I'm not going to cop out. I tell you all the time, if I'm wrong, y'all correct me. I don't have no problem with it. Amen. Because we all have sin. Amen. See, I don't have a perfect home. I don't have, see, that's the reason why I'm striving every day to understand, to know, to grow. Because, see, I'm not there yet. But through the power of God's word, guess what? I'm making changes every day. I love my children, but you ain't going to make me go to hell. You understand what I'm saying? I got one now. See, I had a long talk with him. I said, I ain't talking no more. I looked at his mama. I said, you listen too. See, I ain't going to go through this no more. See? And the reason why, because what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? But you have to make those decisions. I know some of y'all look at me and say, I don't want, I'm telling you the truth. Because it's about peace, folks. I want to go home and going to be peace. I want peace all around me. Amen. See, now it's not what my house is, not what kind of furniture I got. And it ain't about that. It's just the understanding that I know that when I go home, that everybody going to like one another. But the devil will destroy it. Amen. Because, go back, and we're going to hush. Wars, fightings, see, lust, desire, wars, we cannot have because we ask not in a mist for the wrong reason. And what they do, they consume us. And one thing about consumption, You start out small, don't you? Then it gets deeper and deeper and deeper. You start missing a little church. Am I right? Then you start missing two sons. Am I right? The sooner or later, you just quit coming. The devil got you. Am I right? See? Like some of y'all. Some of y'all read the scriptures Monday, but you may miss 2 days. You say, I'll catch up. The devil said, that's what you think. I'm just telling you the truth, because that's the way he works. Amen. You got to set your affection. You got to stay laser focused, like I told you. See, until you set within yourself, say, well, I'm going to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and do it. See, like I said, I'm going to walk 3 miles every day. My wife said, where you going? It'd be 8 o'clock at night. I said, I'm going walking. I said, sometimes I just walk up and down the sidewalk. I don't go far. You ain't got to go around the block to walk and go up and down the sidewalk 10 times, amen? Am I right? Because I know I need to do it, am I right? Because I want to be healthy, amen? Am I right? See? Well, see, you got to stay laser focused on spirituality too. If I can do that, take care of my body, I can say, but you got, if you don't set a time to do it, you ain't going to do it. Guess what? You ain't been doing it. Am I right? When the last time you read the whole Bible through? You might have did it one time before. But when the last time you did? Okay, our time. Appreciate you so much, brother. Y'all with me? Huh? Now, I don't want to get into y'all business. But if I do, tell me, but that's all right. I'm still going to do it. I'm just joking. Let's pray, church. Blessed Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank thee for